Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milo Candini. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Milo Candini. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. one out. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Milo Candini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Candini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence bunts for an out with unknown description. Case moves to second. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurtwright moves to third. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Kurtwright scores. Appling moves to third. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candini fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Grant moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. George Myatt pinch hits for Milo Candini. George Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt bunts for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. One out. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Humphries hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Humphries reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Kurt Wright picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kurt Wright. Johnson moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Cases at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cases 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Case takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Early hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Early reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. Pretty is walked intentionally. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early scores. Pretty moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Alex Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-4 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Hodgson moves to second. Jim Mertz now pitching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-4 in the game. Tucker bunts towards the mound. Mertz fields it and throws to third for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Early and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.